Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. You know how we do it here. We dig into some pretty cool stories, and today, oh boy, do we have a good one.
Looking forward to this.
So we're going to dive into the world of Noriko and her business, Noriko's House Cleaning.
Okay.
We've got these excerpts here, and let me tell you, it's really inspiring. Like, you know, talk about personal drive and just going for it, really.
Yeah, absolutely. I think sometimes we get caught up in thinking there's like a specific background or path you have to have to become a successful entrepreneur. And,
right.
And, you know, this story really throws that out the window.
Completely. I mean, it all started with a simple, you know, she wanted to be debt-free while raising her kids.
Common goal.
Super common goal.
Yeah.
But then she gets this, like, you know, she finds this inspiration from, of all people, Dave Ramsey, the finance guy.
Okay.
And he's like, start a house cleaning business.
Mm.
Like, not your typical, you know, path to financial freedom.
Not the first thing that comes to mind.
No. But spoiler alert, it totally worked out for her.
It did. And, you know, and it's been going strong for a while. It really, you know, I think for a lot of people, it's so important to have that vision, you know?
Yeah.
And then be willing to, like, look at some of those unconventional paths.
Exactly. And what I think really interesting, too, is that it's not like she, you know, grew up and she always dreamt of having this cleaning business.
Right.
Like, she had done all sorts of stuff. You know, she had administrative roles. She was in food service.
Okay.
And then, like, get this. She worked at, like, a five-star, five-diamond hotel.
Wow.
You know? Mm-hmm. So talk about, like, that kind of high-pressure environment.
Yeah.
Really instilled in her a crazy work ethic.
Totally. Yeah. Customer service, like, high quality.
Yeah. That attention to detail.
Yeah. All of that.
And, you know, it's like, these are skills that, like, you can take to any business.
Oh, yeah. Especially one like this, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's all about trust and customer satisfaction.
Absolutely. It's almost like that, like, you know, maybe she didn't even realize at the time, but that hotel job was like her, you know, entrepreneurship training, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes you wonder, right? Like, what are we doing now that could be really valuable later?
I know. It's always interesting to think about that.
It is. It is. So then, you know, the business starts to take off.
Yeah.
And she very wisely decides to formalize things, which I think is important. Mm-hmm. You know, she hires employees, mm-hmm. she gets insurance, all the things, bonding, workers' comp, you know.
Smart.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of those things, you know, when you go from just working by yourself to having a team.
Yeah.
Like, got to make sure all of that is covered, you know,
so, yeah.
Legally, financially, all that. Even registering the business as an LLC, for instance, you know, that protects her personally.
Right.
And then, like, those insurance policies, too. Bonding protects the client if something happens.
Yeah.
Workers' comp protects the employees if they get hurt. It's all about making sure you have that foundation.
It is. And it's like, you know, we always talk about building a legacy. Like, that's what she's doing, right?
For sure.
And it's not just cleaning houses.
Yeah.
It's building something that's going to last.
Yeah.
And what's really cool, too, is, like, Noriko's house cleaning, this has been going on for 18 years, which is incredible.
Wow.
And it's so clear that, like, she's not just focused on, like, profits.
Yeah.
She's really all about, like, bringing those smiles to her clients' faces.
That's a really good business philosophy. You know, when you really care about your customers,
totally.
It just ripples out, you know?
Yeah.
You build up that loyalty, good reputation, and, you know, you see long-term success like Noriko.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love it. It's just a people-first approach. And that extends to her team, too.
Yeah.
She's, like, so passionate about creating this positive work environment.
I love that.
Like, they share all the positive reviews from clients with the staff, which is so cool.
Yeah. It's like, you know, recognition.
It is.
You know, positive reinforcement. Like, all of that really builds a good team, you know?
It does. And it makes everyone feel appreciated, right?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I think, you know, the takeaway here is, like, Noriko's story is incredible.
Yeah.
She achieved financial independence. She had all these different experiences that led her to this place.
Yeah.
Built this customer-focused business. She inspires her team.
Yeah.
You know? But it makes you think, right?
Yeah. What about us?
Yeah. Like, what skills do we have? What experiences have we had that maybe we're not even considering?
Right.
That could be really valuable in achieving our goals.
Like, what potential is just hidden within us, you know,
okay,
we haven't tapped into yet. I love it.
I know. It's exciting.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. And we'll catch you next time.
See ya, please.